Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And you can also press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be on the air and talk live to give your opinions or comments. Now, today's word of the day is glower. Glower, G-L-O-W-E-R. Glower is a verb, and it means to look or stare with sullen annoyance or anger. A glower, okay? I usually say that's scowl. Yes, a scowl on his face when you look or stare with sullen annoyance or anger. That is glower. So you can put that in your vocabulary and work with it if you want, but that's our word of the day. Now, right now the weather, we're partly sunny right now and 79 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 86 today, low 71 tonight. Tomorrow, 91 is our high tomorrow with the scattered thunderstorms, and Thursday, 89. Partly sunny, and Friday, 90 degrees and cloudy. All right, so that's your weather. That's your word of the day. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and welcome, guys. Let's see. Before I get into the show, I wanted to say something about this, you know, the crazy stuff that's going on with the presidential election and the campaign and all this stuff, and how Trump, Donald Trump, continues to stick his foot in his mouth. And he's just, I think he's blowing it, you know, for himself and for the Republican Party. I think he's just blowing it, you know, to be honest with you. And I think it's going to be an easy cakewalk for the first female president of the United States. All right. So that's all I wanted to say about that. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, I see there are a few of my Facebook friends, or actually a few of my high school classmates that have joined the show, and welcome, guys. Appreciate you tuning in to the show. And it's going to be fun. Now, today's episode is entitled, Why Do Some Men and Women Date Outside of Their Race? Now, we're all one race, right? We're all one race. We're all of the human race. That's the way God made us, of a human race. And then, you know, I don't know where it started to change, but then we started having different, people started to evolve. And I guess that's where the different species of people came from. The, you know, white, black, Asian, Latino, or Cuban, or Haitian, or Jamaican, all these different, you know, races of people. But we're all of the human race. Okay? Now, what I'm speaking on today is, why do some men and women date outside of their race? I'm just really thinking about white and black. Okay? White and black. And the reason I say this is someone brought this up to me and said, Frank, why do you think that black men or black women like white women and white men? I'm like, well, you know, all I can come up with pretty much is that, you know, you start to, some people grow up with or grow up in a neighborhood or a society where they've only been exposed to white people. So as you come up and get of age and you go to one of the elementary school with them and the high school with them, and when you get into high school, I mean, you start to feel for or like, you know, a couple of girls. And, you know, they're of the other race, right? So, I mean, you like her, and then all of a sudden, you know, 5-6 years go by, and now y'all are seriously dating and wanting to get married. So, but that's the reason, you know, they fall in love with each other through high school and all this and start dating, and then they want to get married. And maybe another reason is just that, hey, if I'm a person that thinks that if I see a lady on the street, I'm just using this as an example now. Don't throw me under the bus with this. Okay? Don't throw me under the bus with this. I'm married, been married for 28 years. But you see a young lady or a young man on the street, and they are. I ask women this all the time, single women, that, you know, ask me, Frank, you don't have any friends? Well, I'm not good at matchmaking, so I don't do that. I'll say, hey, I'm having a party next weekend, and I'm inviting some of my friends over. If you want to come and look around, hey, you know, that's like, come and look around, you know, you're thinking like you're going to the mall or something. But I tell them all the time, if you want to come and hang out and eat a little something, drink a little something, have a good time, come and do that, you know, and some of my single friends will be here, okay? And then it's up to you. I'm not a matchmaker, right? So I don't put people together. I may put y'all in the same party at my house, but I'm not going to say, hey, this is, you know, this is Sandra and this is Ryan. Ryan meet Sandra. Sandra meet Ryan. Yada, yada, yada. So that's not me. Okay, I want you to do your own work. So if you were single, or if you are single woman, and I ask single women this all the time because they think that men should do this and not women. But I ask single women, if you were in a restaurant, sitting down having dinner with one of your girlfriends, two ladies having dinner together, And you're looking for a man now. I'm not saying that. I'm saying this as a woman who's looking for a man, and she's looking for a man. And a man walks in the door, and he has all the physical characteristics that you like, that you're looking for in a man. All right, some women like men tall, some men, women like men short, some women like men dark, light, some women like men with bald heads, some women like men with facial hair, without, all this stuff, okay? But say he walks in and he has the characteristics that you're looking for. He's tall, he's dark, and he's got a nice haircut on him, and he's got a nice trim beard, and he's dressed well, good looking guy, all right, has everything that physically, just looking at him from a distance, you don't know anything about him yet, he has all the characteristics that you're looking for. He walks in, he goes to the bar, he sits at the bar and orders him a drink or a beer or whatever. Now, you as a young lady, a single young lady, who's looking for a man, it is your responsibility to yourself to get out of your chair, go to the bar, and, you know, strike up a conversation with this guy. That's what I think. I think that women, if you're looking for a man, and this one young lady told me, nah, I'll never ever do that. I'll never ever do that. Well, you'll probably pass up your chance at the man of your dreams, maybe, possibly. Okay, but why wouldn't you go and say something to him? He's got everything you want. I mean, you don't know him. You hadn't met him yet. But if you go meet him and y'all talk and hit it off, that's further notice that he may be the one. Okay? You never know. I mean, God doesn't tell you, hey, that's the one. Go get him. No. But sometimes he does put people right in your face. And, you know, and the next thing you know, y'all dating and wanting to get married and have kids, have a family. you know, the whole nine yards. So, you know, all I'm saying is, why don't women take the first step? If you're looking for a man, why not take the first step? I think that's something that you ladies out there should be grabbing a hold of and working with that within yourself. Because that's all it is something within you that don't want to go and sit down at the bar and say something to this guy. Okay? But let's flip it around. A guy sitting there with his buddy having lunch or dinner, and she walks in the door. She looks good. Everything she wants, she's got, he wants, as far as physically, she looks like what he's looking for. She goes to the bar. She may be waiting on one of her girlfriends or something, but she's not with anyone. So she goes to the bar and sit there, and she may order her a little cocktail. So what is a man to do? A man would get up, go to the bar, sit next to her, and strike up a conversation with her. Okay? We will do that. That's in our DNA. But women, they won't do that. They're afraid to do that. This young lady told me, you know, then he thinks that I'm just out there just wide open looking for a man. Well, hey, that's true. You are, right? I mean, what's the deal here? So, well, you know, I don't know how I got off on that, but that's something else. You know, and some women have been, have run into or started dating some of the guys that are totally wrong for them within their race, and then they get to the point where they say, well, I'm not dating any more black guys. I'm not dating any more white guys. I want me a black guy. I want to date me a black guy. I just want to know what it's like to date a black guy. Some people are curious. That's another reason why some women date outside of their race, or some men date outside of their race, because they're curious about this, the other female. Okay? And then I asked someone, well, what happens when, you know, why does a lot of these athletes, these pro athletes, black pro athletes, have white wives, or have wives that are not of their race? And someone told me something that was just out there that I didn't even think of. It's like when these guys are going through college, and they're at some of these big colleges and big man on campus as far as a big football player or a big baseball player, big basketball player, whatever, okay? And what happens is a lot of times these white young ladies are, you know, their parents send them to school specifically to find a man. They're not going there to get a college education or whatever. They're going there to find a man. And I know for a fact, because, you know, I had a friend that went to Albany State, and you know, Albany State is a black college, but he went to Albany State, and this happens at all colleges, no matter whether it's black or white or whatever. Is that he went to Albany State? He was a football player there, and girls or young ladies used to sneak into the dorms, sneak into the athletic dorms or the football players or the basketball players or whatever. They'll sneak in and want just to be close to these guys. And what I mean by close is, you know, they looking to date somebody. And they may have been, you know, talking to one of the guys, and then he sneaks them in the dorm, and, hey, who knows what happens after that. The same thing happened on some, you know, other campuses, like the University of Georgia. The same thing happens there, is that these women or these young ladies, they'll even sleep outside of these athletic dorms trying to get in to get with one of these guys who's on the football team. And that's what happens. These women throw themselves on these guys, and they, you know, hey, men are men. They get into it with these women, and they get intimate with them, and they fall in love with them. And then they go on and maybe get drafted and have some kind of career in the professional league or whatever, and they have their women with them, their white women with them. Okay, he's married to a white woman. You know, and a lot of times, and I'm just being 100%, I'm just being truthful here. I'm just throwing out facts here. You see their kids, and you think immediately when you see their kids, you say, I bet he's married to a white lady. I mean, I'm being serious. That's exactly what I say. And I know that's what you say, that he's married to a white woman because you see their kids. And what's funny about it, and this is how God works, is that usually these kids are absolutely beautiful. When you have a integration of white and black, and they have a baby, that baby is usually, you know, a lot of times drop dead gorgeous, male or female. And, you know, that's how God works. And, you know, back years ago, it was taboo for you to even look at a white woman or even try to date a white woman, talk to a white woman. That was bad news, okay? And that race of people tried to segregate blacks and whites, keep them away from each other. But you know what? All during slavery and all this stuff, if a black man got caught with a white woman, he get, you know, string him up to a tree or whatever. But some of these white men that own slaves and own female slaves, they'd slide out of their houses, out to the slave houses, and befriend. I'm gonna say that. And befriend some of the female slaves. Okay? And befriend some of these female slaves. And you know, no birth control or protection back then. So, hey, if you go and sleep with that woman, chances are she's going to get pregnant. Okay, and she have a baby, and they you can tell that's not a black baby, and the the master's wife could care less. Right? She could care less. But don't let her slide out of the house, slide down to the slave houses, and get with one of the male slaves, one of the male slaves. Don't let her do that. If she does that, oh, she may get killed, right? She may get lynched, right? So, you know, it's funny how things happen and how things evolve over the years, where now it's just, and you see it all the time, interracial marriages or interracial couples. And it's not just black and white, it's black and Asian, white and Asian, all these different people are starting to be with the other. Okay? And I'm gonna leave it at that because I wanna say something that I know is gonna get me in trouble, so I better not say it. It's my time is up. It's time for me to go. I have a million errands to run today. I got to get going. But I hope you guys had a great, you know, half hour with me or whatever, or 40 minutes with me. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys listening in. You guys are making my show grow so fast. They contacted me from Blog Talk Radio saying that my show was growing so fast that they want to do some other things with me. But I told them, hey, pump the brakes, boys. Pump the brakes because that's not my thing. I don't want to get into that. I don't want y'all predicting what I'm going to say on my show or what my show is going to be about or why changing my format of the show and all this stuff. That's not why I'm here, okay? That's not why I'm here. I'm here to have fun, give you guys something to talk about, give you guys a platform to come out, and you can talk on the air at any time that you want, all this stuff. That's what I'm about. I'm not into the politics of radio. Anyway, take care of yourselves, guys. Let's see. I'll leave you guys with something here. Anyway, again, take care of yourselves, and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see
Four,
you.
Four, tres, two, uno.
Listen up, y'all, because this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Burgerlicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Burgerlicious, but I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot.